Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us now to give us the ETF of the week. Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com, a site that gives you both his insight, but also all the overview and news content that you could want if you are going to be an ETF investor, because the ETF world is constantly changing. There are a lot of new things being done, a lot of new things that are also perhaps not going to be living much past their new stage. There's established things, a lot of changes going on, and no matter what it is that you're looking for, you can get great information at ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon, but right now, he's here. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the ARK Web X.0 ETF, ticker symbol ARKW.
ARKW, the ARK Web X.0 ETF. The whole idea here is that these guys are trying to get companies that are responsible for changing the universe, right?
Well, they're looking for those companies that really are disruptive. And there are a lot of companies out there. We all know them. Some make us feel good and we get really excited about them. Others, you question. A great example is, in fact, Bitcoin. So there's been a lot of discussion about a Bitcoin ETF where now, rather than going through the process, the normal process of acquiring Bitcoin, which is quite onerous, it can now be so much easier to buy Bitcoin through an ETF, almost like buying gold rather than having to buy gold coins or bullion. So that eventually will probably make it to the marketplace. This ETF actually found a publicly traded company called Grayscale Bitcoin Investment Trust, ticker GBTC, made a small allocation a while ago, only 0.3% of the portfolio. But in doing so, the overall portfolio surged over 1,000%. And with that, that allocation went up tremendously. So here's a situation where if you've got people who have their finger on the pulse as far as what's going on in technology, what's going on in the internet, what's going on in future growth, it might be something to consider, which is outside major indexes like the NASDAQ. We all know the NASDAQ is very tech savvy, but it's got a lot of the 2,000, obviously 2,000 stocks in there, not all of them tech oriented. It'd be nice to have some people who really have their finger on the pulse and are picking those fast growing companies like Amazon and Tesla, which are part of this ETF structure.
This is a fund that came out basically right at the start of 2015, had a fabulous year in 2015 at the top of its category, if I recall correctly, and is back at the top of its category right now. I mean, it is up more than 40% year to date, as you pointed out, a lot of that from a small investment. How much volatility should folks be expecting in this? Should it be more than normal? And this is also a fund that has yet to cross the $50 million threshold. It's in the 40s. So is this a trend trade? Is this something else? How do you help people figure out what they want to do with the volatility inherent in a fund this young, this small, and still this nimble?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You point out nimble, Chuck. It is nimble because it's actively managed. So there aren't that many ETFs out there that are in fact, actively managed. So that's a good thing. As far as volatility, it's not for the faint of heart. There are some aggressive companies in here, some that you know, some that you may not know. I mean, there's some names like Netflix and Facebook, Nvidia, Alibaba, which many of us know. But one of the biggest holdings is a company, 2 Incorporated, which I think the average investor may not know that much about. So the people behind it are very, very smart about understanding technology. If you feel technology needs to be a greater portion of your portfolio, or if you're trying to, as many people say, future-proof your portfolio, because things are happening so quickly, it's tough for you to keep up to speed. This is a good idea for those that are looking to have a long-term investment horizon, long-term growth. But you and I remember what it was like in the late 90s with all the dot-com boom. Also, the financial crisis. Technology stocks got hit a heck of a lot harder than the S&P 500 on average. So it's important to understand there may be more volatility here, but if you've got, you know, a little bit of sense for risk and a longer-term time horizon, something like this may pay off.
Definitely out of your risk capital for this. Do you ride this on the 200-day moving average? Because it is above the 200-day moving average now.
It is. It's actually substantially above the 200-day average. So with that in mind, we'd have to have a pretty significant correction in order for it to come back below that sell point. But you've got a little bit of room to work. So if you like technology now and you think things will continue to head that way, but you want to provide some downside protection, a 200-day average works real well here. You're probably going to have a little bit more volatility in day-to-day swings. If you've got some money that's on the sidelines and you want to put it to work, watch it closely because it can be volatile, but that 200-day average will protect you from long-term losses, especially when we have long-term declines.
It is an interesting pick. An actively managed ETF looking at disruptive companies, companies that are trying to change the business world. It's the ARK Web X.0 ETF, ticker symbol ARK, A-R-K-W. The ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. If you want more information, check out the website. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. What a great way to start the Thursday edition of Money Life. And now we've got lots more to go, so settle back and relax. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back with more in just a moment.